Texte numéro 126. World leaders have a chance to raise taxes for rich people like me, Abigail Disney. The need to tax rich people like me, Abigail Disney, has never been so dire. Extreme wealth concentration in the hands of a few oligarchs is a threat to democracy. Meanwhile, we are cooking our planet and irreversibly damaging our biosphere. Last summer was the hottest on record, and we're also seeing historic wildfires, biblical floods, devastating droughts and rising sea temperatures. It is only right that the funds to mitigate further damage and develop green energy systems come from those most able to pay, and who, by the way, are the ones disproportionately driving it with their jet-setting, gas-guzzling lifestyles. At the recent Brazil meeting in February this year, economists and G20 finance leaders suggested instituting a global minimum tax on the world's billionaires, who are now more abundant in number, 2,781, and in wealth, $14.2 trillion, than ever before. This follows recommendations and requests from economists and communities all over the world, including a proposal for a 2% tax on billionaires from the EU Tax Observatory in its report last year. Also, finance ministers from both Brazil and France came out publicly in support of this idea. For nearly two decades, I have been calling on the US to raise my and other wealthy Americans' taxes. In that time, however, the global economy has become increasingly interconnected, which has made it easier than ever before for the ultra-wealthy to move their capital to avoid paying taxes. The result is that billionaires now get away with paying lower tax rates than all other income groups. G20 countries have no option but to work together if they want to institute minimum standards for taxing the rich, which will undoubtedly be complex but not impossible. There is another tangible and immediate threat posed by extreme wealth concentration. As inequality has spiraled out of control, millions of economically disadvantaged people around the world are turning their backs on democracy to attack democratic institutions, as we saw with the January 6 Capitol attack. So what is getting in the way? Between 2017 and 2022, public polls indicated strong public backing for reducing inequality and raising taxes on the rich. A 2023 survey found that even millionaires in G20 countries are supportive of raising taxes. We are making progress, but the work has just begun. If a millionaire like me, from one of the most famous families on earth, wants wealthy people to pay more taxes, there is no reason or excuse for the G20 to ignore our pleas. Adapted from The Guardian, April 2024.